The state Senate seat in New York's 54th district is open for the first time in more than 20 years. As WRVO's Payne Horning reports, a crowded field of mostly Republican candidates are vying for their party's ticket in tomorrow's primary.
Six candidates are racing to replace retiring longtime Republican Senator Mike Nozzolio in a district that encompasses all or portions of Ontario, Wayne, Seneca, Cayuga, Tompkins, and Monroe counties. The town of Canandaigua's supervisor Pam Helming is considered the GOP favorite. She won endorsements from all six of the county Republican parties. Helming says her top priority in Albany would be to roll back regulations.
I hear over and over again from small businesses how long it takes to get licenses, how long the delays are when you apply for permits. We need to streamline. We need to eliminate some of the unnecessary regulatory burdens.
Economic development, smaller state government, and ethics reforms were top issues for all of the GOP candidates. But for some, an outsider perspective is just as important. First-time candidate John Ritter from Webster says career politicians are a problem.
I've been voting for experienced lawmakers for the last 20 years. And then when we look at where New York is today, it's not in a very good position.
Businessman Floyd Rayburn of Rushville says the New York State Legislature also needs more members with private sector experience.
My name's always been on the front of the check and not on the back of the check. And I think it's time that we had business minds down there, people that have met a payroll.
Republicans Brian Mangtalo and Sean Hanna, a former assemblyman, are also running. The only Democratic candidate is the Town of Roses supervisor, Keenan Baldridge. The 54th district includes 51,000 registered Democrats and 65,000 registered Republicans. For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.